good afternoon, depending on where you're listening. I am Kara O'Connor, and welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show, the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insights that I receive through my psychic intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these accelerated times of change on our planet to offer guidance and inspiration. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want. I'm excited to be here, and I do want to say I'm a part of the Dr. Pat Network, and I wanted to talk about, before we went to the phone lines, that about St. Patrick's Day is coming up tomorrow. My name is Kara O'Connor, so I guess you should gather that I'm a little bit Irish, and so my father's 100% Irish, and so the beauty of that was being brought up with and having this sight of intuitive sight. Ever since I was little, I see elementals. I see fairies and leprechauns. They're not from the storybooks. So if you just think of, they're not in somebody's imagination. Just think of people channel, just like any great artist. The information is coming through them, and so they tap into the elementals. They're called earth angels, and so there are fairies there. There actually was a very cool movie that was based on a story in the 1920s over in England where these two little girls caught on a picture of fairies on a photographer. The father, these little girls borrowed the father's camera, and they had, it was a whole big story. If you ever get a chance to rent it, I highly recommend it. It's called Fairy Tales. And they even had Houdini coming over to look to see if it was a trick photographer thing, because a lot of people were doing some fraud stuff, and so, but he wasn't able to debunk it. And so they had these, again, pictures of these fairies, and people went ballistic. They all were going to look for to see where the fairies were because they wanted to capture them. But one thing about fairies and elementals and leprechauns and the wizards, they're keepers of the earth, and you're not going to be catching them. They're quick, they're fast, and so even a lot of times when you're out in a garden or among nature, a lot of times people can have elemental experiences and not really know about it. But if you pay attention to like a dragonfly or even a hummingbird, and they come by your face or out of the corner of your eye very, very quickly, and you feel sense something's a little bit different. A lot of times it wasn't a dragonfly or elemental. It was a, it was elemental. It wasn't a dragonfly or a hummingbird. It was, you had an encounter with a fairy. So they are the earth guardians. And so think of, we know about our angels, Archangel Michael and Uriel and Gabriel, the bringer of good news, and Michael for protection. Wouldn't it make sense that the earth also has the earth angels? And again, those are leprechauns, those are fairies. Those, they're the keepers of the earth. They very much are, they think of their exchange with us, or their job with us is to do the exchange. They like to take negative energy off, and so meaning like the exchange of plants with us, with oxygen, CO2, and the fairies and elementals love to think of eat away, take away, dust away any kind of negative heavy energy off of us. That's why a lot of times when you're out in nature and you're gardening or you're at the beach that or out in the woods camping and all that, you end up walking around, and when you come back you feel really a lot better because you've had a dusting off with the nature, with the elementals. And so I really encourage you to have fun, invite them in. My kids, ever since they were little, we made fairy houses. So we would get make them out of little pieces of wood and sticks, and we would just offer different things to the fairies, meaning it doesn't know, it could be acorns or even my kids like to give them old candy. And so, and then we would find evidence, and a lot of times they talk about mold or moss all of a sudden growing, or mushrooms all of a sudden growing overnight. And wherever my kids would set up their little fairy houses, overnight, sure enough, you'd see moss growing, and moss doesn't grow overnight, and or a great big, huge mushroom. And so those, again, are another, think of signs that the elementals are around and the fairies are around. And actually, a lot of times when I look at people, and they're when they're very grounded or they're very connected to gardening, I see a lot of fairies around the energy field, and that's my sign and symbol that they're one of the earth keeper people, that they naturally come in here with a very much connection to the earth, and so you find out that they're gardeners and that they just love to love that connection. So, and what, why even make a connection with the leprechauns and the earth and fairies? Because you could get your pot of gold, and you, they like to bring in luck. They also think of it they like to connect us to the earth energies. And so they allow us to be more grounded. So think of as above, so below. So the elementals do have a job to, again, lighten our load up, take away the negative energy, and also be able to connect us with the earth energy and make us more grounded. And so have, again, fun, invite, pay attention to when you're, again, outside and you see something out of the corner of your eye. You feel like cobwebs over your hair. They like to play. They're very playful. They like to be light. They think of their littleness is not that they're immature and young, that they're very ancient angels of the earth, but they also are here to remind us to lighten up and have fun. A lot of times children, when they play in the woods, they love to play with the children because the children come in so divine and innocent, so they love to be around the children and play. So making the connection, even having fun, if you have kids or grandchildren, go out and make a little fairy house. And that's just a bunch of sticks around in a circle and intend to say that this is your connection for saying thank you to the fairies and the elementals and the leprechauns for keeping the earth and helping with the earth as far as pollution and helping us to get more in balance with the earth. Saying thank you is a great way to be an Aini with them. And then don't be surprised when you see, again, all of a sudden overnight, some phenomena around there. It's the way that they like to communicate with us and let us know that they're around. And again, they like to clear off that energy, heavy negative energy around us. So whenever you feel heavy, tired, had one of those bad hair days, go out and get connected to nature, call in those earth elementals, call in those angels, guides, and those earth elements, those fairies, and you will feel lighter. It is absolutely part of their sacred job here. So have fun on St. Patrick's Day. If you see them in your room and house, it might be a little bit of the green beer, but realize that they do have their job, their connection there. And they take it, again, very seriously. They're very connected. And if you look through history and art through history, there's always been pictures of people drawing, again, fairies, elementals, wizards. And so think of even Harry Potter, the connection with the wizards. And so part of that is deep in our psyche that we know that there's those kind of elements, and they're just beyond the veil, just like those people have crossed over, those people that are angels and guides. And so the more we attune ourselves, the more we lighten up, the more we expand our energy. That's why I always talk about energy exercise, because the lighter we are, the more we can feel that connection with the fairies, with the elementals, and really have that sacred relationship with them. And again, a lot of people are brought up recognizing the different angels and connect with the angels, and just remember that the sacred earth angels have just, they're just as wonderful to connect to help ground us, make us feel wonderful, realign us with our connection to the earth. And again, they do like to remind us to lighten up and have fun. They can be trickster kind of energy where they like to move stuff around too, meaning you could put your garden tools in one place and then you wake up in the morning and they're over on the other side of the garden. You do not lose your mind. They like to let you know to lighten up, to loosen up, to have fun. So again, in the eve of St. Patrick's Day, may you all connect with the elementals and with the fairies and believe. And again, if you have a chance to listen, to look at that movie, I highly recommend it. It's a profound movie. It's a true story. And again, it was written in the 1920s, and these girls were able to capture the fairies. And they do look a lot like the pictures of them that you see in fairy books, and they have the little wings, and the leprechauns are a little small, and you have their head, their little tricks or energy. They move very, very fast, leprechauns do. And again, they can be very, very, leprechauns in particular, they talk about the Irish hot tempers. Leprechauns can be very intolerant of when people pollute and throw things out and just have total disregard for the earth. Actually, a lot of the elementals do that. They really, it's just the, this is their sacred home, and they see that. And so they, all of a sudden, if you threw something out and didn't have a regard, this is their home, this is their house. Just imagine going to somebody's house and just throwing out your garbage. And all of a sudden you have this like feeling of, oops, that's not too cool to do, or I shouldn't have done that. It's a little elemental reminding you, hey, don't pollute. I don't pollute your house. Don't pollute mine. And so let's be in Aini together. Let's be in relationship together. So, again, opening your eyes to the elementals can really help you have a different exchange with the earth, with the earth's angels, and also realizing that how much we're not alone, that we're so connected and interconnected that it just gives you a whole different view of life. So, again, a wonderful invitation with a reminder of the eve of St. Patrick's Day. And I also want to say, any kind of information that you want, please join my website for the free newsletter. We have a lot of free stuff coming up for free energy exercises. And I really encourage you to get the newsletter to find out wherever I am across the world, because we are really branching out here at Carrie O'Connor LLC. And so you can find us, see what's happening. We're doing free teleclasses. And the teleclasses are beautiful because you can do them from the beauty of your home. We just finished the Mastery Series. We're going to be doing another one of those in the end of April. So, again, find a free newsletter. I don't sell my list to anybody else. So you'll just be hearing about what's going on here at Carrie O'Connor LLC. And, again, we offer a lot of free stuff because I'm all about empowering people, making it easy. And this is where you get the information on the website or union1111@yahoo.com. And then you can find out what's happening. And so after this short break, we will be going to the phone lines. You're listening to Carrie O'Connor Show, part of the Dr. Pat Network.
The Northwest Women's Show, presented by Northwest Hospital and Medical Center, where mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends come together at a show that's all about you, your body, your spirit, your life. Free seminars on improving health and wellness and managing your money with Marcia Brixey, author of Money Wise Women. Meet Gio Marini from this season's Dancing with the Stars. Bring your questions to Dr. Lisa Masterson from the hit show The Doctors. Fun and trendy fashions by J.C. Penney. Cooking tips and recipes at the Beef It's What's For Dinner stage, and backed by popular demand, Seattle's hottest firefighters, favorite authors Ann Rule and Debbie McComber, plus 500 exhibits, free samples, and best of all, stretch your shopping dollar with fabulous Women's Show specials. The Women's Show, presented by Northwest Hospital and Medical Center, March 27th through 29th at Quest Field Event Center, sponsored by Bartell Drugs, American Family Insurance, Snoqualmie Casino, the Seattle Times, and King 5. The Northwest Women's Show. It's such a girl thing.
Energy medicine is the new frontier, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Bring your life, work, and health to the next level. Study at the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, where they're proving your beliefs affect your health. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 860-286-5400. That's instituteofhealing.com.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posado's Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posado's is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's PASADOSafeHaven.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott Lynch from Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center. Listen up. Do you work in front of a computer more than 1 hour per day? Research shows that poor posture while working in front of the computer can cause the stress response, leading to physical and emotional compromise. So don't forget, every hour, recheck your posture and take in 6 deep breaths. This will help you maintain peak health. For more healthy living tips, visit us at vcwc.net. Once again, vcwc.net.
So, Susan, how's your diet going?
It's going great. I had noodles for dinner last night.
Noodles? Come on, that can't be on your diet.
Well, I eat Miracle Noodles. They're the secret calorie-free noodles that Japanese women have eaten for years to stay thin.
How is that possible?
They're made only from soluble fiber. That's it. Guilt-free noodles, Eva.
Well, I'm sold. Where do you get them?
Well, it's my little secret. But okay, you can get them at MiracleNoodle.com.
Independent programs, independent voices, independent ideas. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Kara O'Connor Show, and I am Kara O'Connor, and we're part of the Dr. Pat Network, and our number here is 1-800-930-2819, and again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we open up the phone lines so you could ask any question that you want. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Well, almost any question. There should be a limit.
Yes, that's
I'm just putting it out there, maybe sure people don't get crazy with their questions, you know.
Thank you, Benny.
You know, I'm just looking out for you. Galadriel's called in. Welcome to the show, Galadriel.
Hi, Benny. Thanks for taking my call, Carrie.
You're welcome. So how can we help you?
Well, I have a question about a move. I'm still waiting on that insurance settlement, and I'm hoping to buy a mobile home.
Okay.
Are you seeing that as a good move for me?
Yeah, I do see it. It's a good move. Actually, the first thing I saw was a stop sign, but I want to be clear with it. It doesn't mean that the mobile home is not a good move. I'm just talking about, actually, is your dad crossed over? Okay, your father comes in first, and he's also bringing in the other father, and I also want to recognize a James, and actually then he's showing me Jameson as far as the whiskey Jameson, like for like hot toddies. He's not showing me that he's guzzling or drinking. That's usually, to be honest, my sign that I...
James is my husband.
What's that?
James is my husband.
Yeah, they'll do that. They'll call out to people, and it doesn't mean anything bad is going to happen to your husband. It's just like that your father wants to say, hey, and then they'll do it as a confirmation. They'll call out to a name that is people that are alive and well around us. And so for confirmation for you to say, hey,
cool.
Not only am I here, and then he also wants to recognize, again, he takes the Jameson whiskey, and so then he pours it like in shots, and you know when people have like celebration drinks, you know what I mean? So so he's just with the first thing with the stop sign, he's recognizing the delays that you could have had, that the things you could have felt in the past stopped in your tracks, you know, that kind of deal.
Yeah.
So then he's showing me, actually it's interesting because then I hear a train going by off to the left side. And that's even think of the past. He lived near railroad tracks. Have you guys ever, in a move, lived near railroad tracks? Because he's being very clear.
Yeah, as a child.
Okay, so he's, again, giving you confirmation about, yes, this is me, this is Dad. And actually, he's calling himself Daddy. He's also giving you the number 555. And so you'll be seeing 5 on the clock, 5s on billboards. Those kind of numbers are ways that they can connect with us easily. And so going back to, he's recognizing again that this is a lot. Fives are all about change. And so you're having a lot of change happening where, again, that this is where then he points back to the train tracks again, where you guys are going to go. Then he shows me the that story of the train of, I think I can, the choo-choo train. I think and so it's getting more energy and it's getting more energy. So he's talking about, not only is it a good move, it's a, when I hear smooth move, that's like in a gentle twisting around to the right side and then clearing out. It's like he's coming in, bringing a group of people to help clear the way for you. And then I see the stop sign just going down as far as like almost like the bowling pins go down when somebody strikes. And he's showing me somebody like a score. And so and he's showing me again literally bowling. So that's all about strike. That's about that's where you're going. And that's like, and I don't know why he's saying 10 pin 10 pin as far as like bowling. I'm not a bowler person. So there's this is all about your analogy coming from you and your husband's energy. So again, over the next couple of weeks, and especially he's talking about the month of May as being the real major turning point where the train is going, that you're in the flow, that there's, again, a lot of change. The change is good, that the past of the even last 5 months into the last 5 years of being stopped, you and your husband in different parts of your life being stopped, like good, and the tracks are, it's all about sometimes we could do it as, we could look at it as a time where it kind of sinks us down, or we could take the wisdom, is what they call in shamanism, and leave the pain part. So it's like being able to, do we make lemon or lemonade, right? And so
right.
This is where he is proud and happy that you have taken it and made it more of lemonade than getting bitter, because sometimes when people, again, get stopped, stop in our tracks or feel like, why are bad things happen to good people, those kind of feelings, it can make us feel like, what the heck, I keep on getting a raw deal. So he's talking about that. You chose to go another way with that. And he also is pointing to his liver, and it's more of his own, like, repressed anger and even enraged at when things would stop him and that he would, like, again, shove it down. Because when liver in Chinese medicine is all about anger and rage, and so we shove things down if we don't let it out. And so here he sees things totally different. When I see table full eyeglasses, that means my perception has changed immensely. So, again, when I look at the mobile home, it's like we're the last 5 years, this is where you're setting up a solid foundation for the next 5 years. I see all these flowers, daffodils, yellow, which is all about the sun energy popping up all over. And so that's all connected to the third chakra, self-esteem, self-worth, through the subconscious. Don't be surprised about smelling those. He also wants to bring the mother too. So your mom's crossed over to your mother-in-law.
No, mother
would be like the mother to you. Even go to, because he's being very insistent. Doesn't mean your mom's dying, but
okay.
The mother too is here. So he's recognizing the mother's energy. So that could be like a godmother, but he's being very clear. Somebody connected actually to your mother, like a sister. So think of that. The gang is all there, and remember, it could be connected to your husband's side too. And that he is. If you're going to have more flow, and again, especially from now to May. And then I'm hearing the song Bridge Over Troubled Water, so that shows me as far as the last troubles that you've been going the last 5 years in particular, it's going to seem like dust in the wind, and especially, again, since May. And it feels like then I hear the song You Deserve a Break Today, so it's like he's recognizing that you're getting the break, and again, that they're very aware of that. Then he shows me bells, like, and then I'm seeing wind chimes going off, so pay attention to... like hearing bells in wind chimes, just when you're thinking about being frustrated and all of a sudden hearing a bell. And they're saying when bells ring, it's like when an angel got their wings in heaven.
Right.
Where he is recognizing that he got his wings in heaven. And so he can help, and it's his honor to help. He's also calling out to a Bobby.
He's Robert.
Yep, and he is recognizing Robert, and he also is giving Robert the number 333, so there's something March connection as far as March, three months, there's some sort of connection with Robert. And so, again, he's totally encouraging you, and the stop signs are gone, so it's a good move, smooth move,
good.
Well-deserved, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bright blessings to you.
Same to you. Bridge over trouble water is always a good thing. So that means I know you have not had it easy. He's recognizing that. And so it's like having tides changing. And again, when you look back at this time, he's showing me as far as you helping people, as far as teaching when people have had hard luck, hard times, and wonder, like, sometimes it's like, what the heck do we deserve this? You know what I'm saying? It's like, and tired of keeping on pulling ourselves by our bootstraps and feeling like we are the bowling pins, and people keep on, the life is the ball, and it keeps on, you know, doing strike. And so this is where all of it's reversed. And so,
I'm so glad I called.
I'm so glad you did too. He is so glad that you called, and because I'm seeing either hesitance or just kind of listen. But he's glad that that you called. It was perfect timing as far as even being the first caller, all of it. So it's all in divine timing. And again, this is long overdue. So not only is he saying that he supports you, he wants you to know that he wishes that he said he loved you more, because he didn't say that enough.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks very much for calling in. And, of course, you can dial us here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Of course, the Carrie O'Connor Show is brought to you by the Dr. Pat Network. And we have now Shelby on from Yakima, Washington. She seems, Carrie, not a little grounded in a relationship she's dealing with, so she wants to work it out a little bit. Shelby, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Carrie, I've talked with you before about this. I feel happily married, although there's a kind of a disconnect going on with my husband, and that feels a little bit new to me, and I can't seem to gather myself around that. And then there's this attraction that has been going on for quite some time with another man, and we've been, I think, doing a pretty good job of keeping it productive, and I've really learned a lot from it, a lot about myself, and I think a lot of productive things have come of it, but I'm just not feeling grounded and anchored anywhere with either person. And I'm not really, I feel floaty, you know, like I don't know what to do with it.
Okay. All right. Well, Shelby, think of this, that this is a lot of times that what I'm looking, when I'm looking at the energy field, especially in the right side. So the right side has to do with our male side, present time, and also dad's lineage, strong females. And I'm looking that you're, it's like a you underneath your feet, especially going through the emotional bodies. And so think that you part is it's lifting you up out of the feeling grounded, so it can make you feel like you're more in your emotional body. And I'm seeing that you're getting like a rowboat going back and forth. But there's also what I'm seeing, a paternal grandmother coming in saying, and she's being very strong, but it's like, think about that. You take the men aside from this. This is all about, and what can be like feeling disorientated about it is that you're rooting the right side of your energy. You're learning to ground down and root into the earth differently on the right side. And so think of that, the men can act like tuning forks, but this is where you're holding more of your own energy on the right side, as far as individuating, having your own energetic autonomy. And also what we're literally doing, especially this year, it started big time as far as been encouraged to start last year, and that we're stepping out of the you complete me relationships into you complement me. And that means having our own energetic autonomy down to our physical level. And that's where I'm seeing that you are doing that. It's like bringing their relationships up to a new level. And so when we do this, it's like that we know we're complete within ourselves. It brings all our relationships up to another level. And it can feel disorientating, especially when you're very sensitive and clear empathic like yourself, because we are literally changing the way we hold our energy patterns. So it could feel kind of shaky. So the biggest thing, I hear the music to the break. So we'll come back with your question, and we're going to take another break. You're listening to the Carol Connor Show, part of the Dr. Pat Network.
How do your past lives affect your present well-being? Do anxieties and fears from the past hold you back? Join Brian L. Weiss, MD, in Seattle on March 29th in his 2009 tour, Many Lives, Many Masters, Experiencing Your Past Lives. Explore and release the negative emotions in your past lives with psychiatrist and renowned regression expert, Dr. Brian Weiss. Register early and save $50. Visit hayhouse.com.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Integrative practitioners, are you looking to improve your holistic approach to wellness? Develop the health coaching skills your clients need. The Center for Integrative Health has made earning your health coaching certificate accessible and in a format designed with you in mind. Completely online, the one course a month format allows you to focus on both your clients and your education. You can complete the certificate in as little as 8 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University System Center for Integrative Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org, or call 800-NATUNIV to learn more. That number again is 800-NATUNIV.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
There's nothing else like it on the dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
The Carol Connor Show, and I am Carol Connor, and I'll be with you for another next half hour. And before we went to our break, we were talking to Shelby about feeling disconnected in her right now, being a happy marriage, but then having a interest in a relationship and also keeping that productive. So Shelby, what I'm seeing as far as within the energy field, think of that you are literally learning how, and this is exactly what we're I don't like when I use the word supposed to, because we have free will here, but we're being encouraged. Our soul is merging with our essence. We're like pouring our higher self into our physical body. And so this is the year, and especially since December, January, that as we're doing this, we're learning to like unplug. It's like think of hundreds and hundreds of cords that go in the back of our energy field that plugs us into what our conscious or subconscious patterns of what we think a relationship should be, what's been handed down for generations and generations and generations. And when we unplug from those and we go, what I say is go up the ante, meaning that we are going into complement relationships, are more joy, more it's like more happiness, and it's like you complement relationships versus that for generations and generations we've been taught to do a you complete me. So you're completing that process within yourself. And so think of right now and until over the next couple of weeks, in particular in April, you'll feel more grounded, you'll feel more in your body and more steady in this, because I'm seeing, I'm even hearing let the process happen. It's like your body and energy is recalibrating itself. I see your, when you hit into April, which is what, like 3 weeks away? Yeah, 3 weeks. Anyway, by the time 3 weeks, you're going to feel your legs are 2 feet apart and you're more steady, where it doesn't feel like you're on a boat where you're trying to steady a rowboat. So that means to me that your legs, your foundation, your foundational energy will feel much more flow into this. And also when I'm looking at your eyes at that time, there, I see an infinity A over your eyes, which represents perception. And so your perception of this relationship and your husband is going to be feeling again more not only balanced but expanded. And it's interesting because then I see the friend stepping forward as far as taking two steps closer to you, because what you're doing is think of symbolically going from 1,000 watts to 100,000 watt light bulb, and all of that, we all recognize that light bulb means love, and that love means that when we want to be around it, or it reminds us that we have that same love within us. And so I see him, so he can notice a change in you, a shift in you, and they're just giving you a heads up. But what's the part of the biggest thing is that you're reminded
him that he has that within himself too, that all of this is within ourselves, and so we're being encouraged to turn and open up the pathways of whenever we seek on the outside for anything as far as happiness or whatever, we're seeking in the wrong place, and this is what we're remembering. We're rewiring ourselves to be settled in ourselves first, grounded within ourselves. We come in here complete. We come in here whole. We don't have to go. A relationship does not complete us, that we already come in here whole, and so then it rearranges our whole it's like what I call it. We get a whole new deck of cards, meaning that all our relationships turn into a you compliment me flow, and that gives happiness, stability, and you don't feel ungrounded. So hang in there for the next couple of weeks, because you're going to do stuff that grounds you, like go outside when you feel yourself get in your head. Literally do something physical, like shake your hips, do infinity eights, do like a belly dancing. All of this is like you literally getting into your down into your legs and grounding into the earth differently, and you're anchoring in your first, second, and third chakra into your energy fields in a different way of a completion part. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much. That helps me a lot.
Okay, all right. Very
Bye-bye.
Good. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that leaves another. Yep, I'm here. Sorry, I was just clicking over there, answering the phones. 1-800-930-2819 is the number here for the Kerry O'Connor Show. 1-800-930-2819. We'll stay locally here in Seattle. We have Colleen calling in. And I don't know, Kerry, it seems to be in the air or something about it. Relationships seems to be on the minds of people all around. We've got some trust issues in this one, though, with Colleen and her relationship with her boyfriend. So, Colleen, welcome to the show, and let's see what we can do for you.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. So what's going on, Colleen?
Well, it's a 3-year relationship, and there's just this, there was some infidelity in the beginning, and there's just this trust thing that is blocking intimacy, and so I'm at a point where I just don't know, should I stay or should I go? Is it repairable?
Okay. Or what did you say, repairable?
Is he really trustworthy?
Mm-hmm. What's his first name?
Matt.
Matt. Okay. All right. What I'm looking at, Colleen, is that it almost goes along with the same thing we're talking about with Shelby. And so, and especially what I'm seeing as far as a lot of fives with you numerologically, when I see somebody in a shower of fives, that means change, and this means change and big change. And so showers are big change in all different parts of your life. Going back down to when I look on the right side of your energy field, I see you at 3.5 to 5 years old, and that's a pivotal turning point, especially on the dad's department. And when I ever see somebody like turning their back to the child's perception, like looking at father, but his back is towards you, and I see a trench coat, that means could be at work, could be distance, pulled away from work, starting to be cognitive enough at an age that he leaves and is not there, that kind of thing as far as going to work. But it's all about feeling like we have a solid foundation. So this is what you're healing right now, Colleen, is that like that 3.5 to 5 year old in your relationships, and you're asking him to go up to what I call the fifth elevator, and I'm seeing half of his body splitting off in the right side saying, I don't want to grow up, I'm a Toys for Us kids, and the other left part of him, of his body saying, I want to go like testing the waters. And so that's where, so think of consciously, subconsciously, he's split in half whether he wants to go up, and think of that other elevator or that other next step in the relationship is more flow, more joy, more happiness, and really, again, a you complement relationship versus you complete me. So there's a part that he's splitting down the middle of saying, can I go up there? And that one thing that you're exercising, your right side of your body, saying, I am worthy of complete relationships. It goes to self-worth. It goes to self-esteem, self-worth, and knowing your own self-worth and self-esteem. So think of that. That came in as far as a huge teaching relationship for both of you. When I see green hearts going back and forth, that means, again, teaching relationship, karmic patterns, and especially through May, as far as really defining, especially within your heart, because if he stays split down the middle, that means to me that right now the energy that he shows is split, that means that he can't be what you want him to, or that you're looking for. the biggest thing, Colleen, that you could do right now is, again, define what you want in a relationship and like, try to clear out both of you. So, like starting a new page, a new infidelity in the beginning of a relationship can make it rocky, but do people survive? Yes. But when I'm seeing it's real, like walking on glass or being, then that's what I'm seeing exactly what you're doing, walking on glass. And so there's a part of your energy that you want to ask yourself, why am I like symbolically walking on glass? That's like in sharded pieces of glass. And I'm seeing like Christmas tree bulbs where they break very easily and they're all around your feet. So think of that Christmas tree bulbs represents like hope and high hope and dreams and gifts. And this is where you're like having your head down, being mindful of how can I walk through this? So that means walk through the relationship. And your head is down where you want to look at him and looking at the relationship head on, see what it's offering right now, and taking like a step back, meaning looking at the big picture. And even if you saw, if a friend of yours was going through this, and or if you saw this, your whole relationship on a movie, and Julia Roberts was you, what would you be saying to that character? Run, 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 go, 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 and you know, there's other fish in the sea. When you take yourself out of the emotions, what would you be saying? It if you, and you know, how about if you saw the whole scene and you were with a girlfriend and she turned around and said to you, hey, by the way, that was about your relationship, and that whole movie was about you. And so being able to take yourself out of the emotional part to, again, be able to look at as an observer, not judging anybody, because one thing that's really hard, and especially in relationships, and I'm seeing this more and more, is like not being able to take something that feels very, very personal, and him being split in half and saying, I can't go up to that next level and be what you want me to be, is it can feel very personal. But part of this is, it's not personal. It goes back down to his wounded child and stuff that he has to do within himself, because he's looking for like again, a complete relationship. So you're going for the complete relationship and want to go to the compliment, and that's where you're going for, and that there's a part where that trust has been broken. For May, it's going to really define itself, okay? All right, okay. We have to go to our last break of the day. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show, and we're part of the Dr. Pat Network.
Bella Genza. Extraordinary hair care provides professional results naturally. Bella Genza is proud to be the first and original in this category. A line of products that's human-friendly and performs beyond professional standards. Safe, food-grade products that exceed expectations, give great results, and have your well-being in mind. Until now, natural products in salons meant underperformance, or at best, a trade-off between being good for the environment but giving less than ideal results. Bella Genza's products are good for you and the environment. Bella Genza's 8-ounce bottle of incredible shampoo is equivalent to a 20-ounce bottle of professional shampoo, because Bella Genza starts with a base of aloe rather than water. Visit BellaGenza.com. That's BellaEgenza.com.
Hi, I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty, and I want to share my thoughts on the importance of probiotics to your health and beauty transformation plan. Ever have a gut feeling something's not quite right with your body? You might feel it in your energy or even see it in your face. Well, that feeling might actually be coming from your gut, even if your digestion feels fine. I learned firsthand that if your body's inner ecology isn't right, your health looks and immunity suffer. My advice? Whether your health focus is detox, clearing your skin, or fighting the battle of the bulge, don't forget the battle of the bugs. Get the good bugs on your side with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. I personally use and recommend it because it's fermented for 3 years with 12 strains of good bacteria, including the proprietary TH10, found at least 6 times more powerful than other probiotics tested. Win the battle of the bugs with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Available at the Vitamin Shop and other health stores or at probiotics12.com.
Would you like to smile more and feel more joy in your life? Fly High Joy's funny, delightful, inspiring items have proven to put big smiles on people's faces and make them feel good. That's why their joyful creations will be given to all the top nominees at the 2009 Academy Awards. So, to get big smiles and feel good now, visit flyhighjoy.com or call 888-569-1332.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to make sure that you don't miss the next event in the 2009 Extraordinary People Lecture Series. Join Gary Zukav, best-selling author, spiritual leader, and founder of The Seat of the Soul on March 27th at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle. Go to thedrpatshow.com under the featured events section for more information and to purchase your tickets. Don't miss this opportunity to be inspired. Go to thedrpatshow.com.
Don't forget, this is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show. I'm part of the Dr. Pat Network. And Benny, why don't we go back to those phone lines?
I would love to bring you our next caller. Yes, we have Margaret. She's calling in from Seattle, Washington. She has a mother and a brother who have actually passed on, and she was looking to see if they had any advice for her. That'd be Margaret. And see, Carrie, if we can help her out. So, Margaret, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Any particular direction, Margaret, that you wanted to go into?
Well, preferably, health, but whatever comes up.
Okay, all right. You know what's interesting? The first thing that your brother stepped in first, he's given you the number 777, and that's even recognized in July's birthday anniversary when somebody crossed over, and especially from now to the month of 7, the J is January to July of 7, of 777, and actually is even recognized in 207, and that's even going to your health. And so, and whenever they emphasize sevens, that's, to me, they are recognizing, Margaret, as far as you, an old soul. But the first thing he shows me, too, is, like, that I see a drummer playing, like, drums as far as, like in a school band, a marching drummer person. Then he shows me, you know, those monkeys that had those little drummer things that he shows me that image of and I'm like, what the heck? He's being kind of funny. He's being playful, funny, and light, and especially when things can feel not too light. And so think of that. The monkey is about lighting up, and the marching band is all about pay attention to songs and music. And when people do refer to musical stuff, that's the way that they like to get messages across. And actually, then he was like playing taps. So that's the taps represents the past, death, and the hardships that you have had to endure through your life, and it's not that hasn't been easy, especially the last 7 years, and even since you were 7 years old, that you had to learn to pull up yourself by your bootstraps, to be the responsible one, to be to have a lot more responsibility, is what your mom's saying, on your shoulders than a 5 to 7 year old would. That goes back to the old soul. When we come in here as an old soul, there's a part where we come in that, like, naturally responsible. So you know, you weren't high maintenance, and so that's when we kind of get lost in the dust. And so your mother and brother are recognizing that, going down to as far as your brother then takes these, like, the symbols and puts them, like, around your ears as far as, like getting messages, but it's like kind of then I go right down to the adrenals and the endocrine system. And so think of that, the symbols around your ears represents, like, high stress, high people, like talking, like people not giving yourself a break. Just recognize, think of somebody that is very, very sensitive, and then hearing like almost like nails on a chalkboard or music going around all the time, and not giving yourself a break. And because he's talking again about adrenals, he also talks about somebody on a paternal side, and it feels more like an uncle because I'm seeing my uncle Bud, so I want to recognize the name Bud and Charles, that had diabetes. And so in dad's history, and he's not saying about you having diabetes, but my uncle, he was the only one in the family history that had diabetes, and it was just kind of really weird. He got it in his 30s, and so your brother is recognizing something, some sort of family history of sugar, blood, endocrine, going back down to, it's more of the endocrine message for you than about diabetes. It's about, again, adrenal exhaustion, and also he's pointing to as far as thyroid. Have you gotten your whole, getting yourself checked out as far as thyroid and all that stuff? Okay. And really go to a good endocrinologist. There's a website called thyroidpower.com, and a lot of times we always think thyroid has to do with being tired and gaining weight, and it could be with having a skin rash and having chest pain and having
heart palpitations. And so there are so many other symptoms that have to do with adrenal, thyroid, endocrine stuff that people don't know about. It's like in the medical community, as far as I'm concerned, they don't talk about it enough. They kind of shove it underneath the carpet, and that is a huge thing because the thyroid and adrenals are attached to every single part of our system. So it's a big one. Then he wants to, with somebody, a female connected to, and I hear like a Sharp C, Cheryl, Carol kind of name, that was like tested for Lyme. Why is he bringing me to Lyme disease? Okay, just kind of tuck that in the back of your head. And even this could be like a coworker, sister, literally. You could talk to somebody. Just remember, Cheryl, Carol kind of name, and that they thought she had Lyme and she was tested negative. I want to, and I'm saying this to every single person and wherever I am, that there's so many people that have negative Lyme tests and they end up being positive Lyme tests. And so that just kind of tuck, it's like you're giving a message to that person and to have them go get other tests. They usually just do the one test because Epstein-Barr, and other ones are more expensive. The panels are more expensive, but it is a lot of times it ends up being Lyme. So just kind of tuck that in your head. I'm not saying that you have Lyme, but your brothers make it feel like over the next 2 days, next 2 hours, doesn't even feel like the next over the next 2 weeks that you're going to be able to be a deliverer of the message to this person as far as checking in Lyme. And he's making me feel like you're going to be able to tell a couple of people. Going back to, he's talking about like GERG, in a sense of feeling of GERG in your, you know, that GERG or acid reflux, that kind of thing. He's pointing right to there, that area. And part of your, he's like talking about trusting your gut, especially when you feel like that acid reflux or that GERG or even butterflies in the stomach. And then their mom comes in with small irons, like everything is going to iron out. That means everything's going to, you know, iron itself out, especially going having adrenals, vitamin D3 checks big time because your vitamin D3 isn't where it's supposed to be, and that's an extra 50 to 60 units. They're also talking about go to a really good naturopath. And then the mom just yelled out, all by yourself. Do you feel by yourself, or are you physically by yourself right now?
I'm not by myself.
Well, I mean, feel alone. They're recognizing that it's a sense of, you know, when we could go through stuff, and it's like even with, I'm divorced right now, but it was like at times when I was going through certain parts of my life that even my husband was around and was supportive, but sometimes it's just like we do stuff all by ourselves, you know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
And so yeah, they're recognizing, mom and your brother in particular, that like you could be feeling by yourself right now, that this is like an internal thing with you that goes so deep. And again, they're going back last 7 months in particular, and I keep on getting like acid reflux, and it just even felt like a bile, that kind of thing. And this even goes over to your husband's energy. And so think of that. All of that, a lot of this goes into endocrine stuff, because we slow down, and when everything starts slowing down, then we start backing up, and all the other systems start backing up. So think of, again, and sometimes we can feel by ourselves in the way of like people not hearing us or recognizing us, or like not being able to put their finger on what's happening to us. And so, again, the biggest thing mom is saying, everything's going to iron itself out, and especially when you get into July, it's not going to feel July before, you know, you're going to take the steps to turn the corners right now, and that things will, again, iron itself out. And this is where, in July, I'm seeing you, like, symbolically water skiing. So think of the water represents emotions, and that you feel like you're back on track with things. And also, then mom was talking about watching the legs, and she goes to the, as far as the hips and legs, as far as, especially the right side. And not that you're going to break a leg, it's more of, like, a sense of, like, we're back things as far as L3, L4, going over to hip where it feels like a bursitis thing. And so this is where she's like saying that could be sidetracked with vitamin D3, so collided silver, all of those kind of things that are all about building up your foundational energies and that have been drained, where you're more of a giver, going back to the seven-year-old that has given out to people more than you've taken in for yourself, and now you're learning to take in life force, prana, energy for yourself, and that this is much more in balance for yourself. And so that's what it's all about, and that's where you're having, where mom's talking about easy street things, again, getting ironed out, and especially over the next 7 years of your life, and you being what I call the Johnny Appleseeder, meaning helping other people, educating even as far as thyroid, endocrine, vitamin D3 kind of issues, and that you help other people with this. Okay?
Yes. You know, I really appreciate that. You're a beautiful lady.
Okay. So are you. Your mother also gives you, excuse me, roses, and she wants to recognize April. It's for April, April, April. Not only for her birthday.
What's that?
Thank you.
Okay. All right. And she loves you very much, and she's giving you the roses, and especially yellow roses, and pink in the middle for unconditional love. Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Bye-bye, hon. All right. You've been listening to Carrie O'Connor Show, and we'll be back next week, part of the Dr. Pat Network, and may you align with the divine.